Listening Library presents Katie Kazoo's Switcheroo No. 10, Quiet on the Set, by Nancy Krulik. Read by Ann Bobby.
Quiet on the Set, Chapter 1.
Extra, extra, read all about it, Jeremy Fox shouted. Speedy escapes!
Ooh, you've got the new 3A Times, Katie Carew said, as she took a copy of the newspaper. I publish a paper every week, Jeremy told his best friend. That's the editor's job.
And you're so good at it, Becky Stern said. This is the greatest newspaper in the whole school.
Jeremy blushed. He knew Becky liked him. Everyone knew it. But that didn't mean Jeremy liked her back.
Jeremy turned to Katie. I think you'll like this article. It's about Speedy.
Katie loved all animals. Her favorite animal was her cocker spaniel, Pepper. But she liked Speedy, the class hamster, too.
George Brennan and Kevin Camilleri raced over to Jeremy. Kevin seemed especially happy to see the new edition of the 3A Times.
Did you write about how I was the one who rescued Speedy? Kevin asked.
You didn't exactly rescue him, Jeremy said. He was sitting in the salad bar eating lettuce. You just picked him up and carried him back to the classroom.
Kevin frowned. Well, if I hadn't gone back to the salad bar for more tomatoes, no one would have found Speedy. We would never have seen him again.
Becky got a funny look on her face.
I'm never going to eat at the salad bar again. Who knows what that hamster did in there?
Oh, that is gross, Jeremy agreed. Sharing the salad bar with Speedy didn't seem to bother Kevin.
No one, not even Speedy, is going to keep me from my tomatoes, he declared.
Kevin's right, George said. Nothing Speedy did could be worse than the big bug I found in my cake last week.
You found a bug in your cake? Katie asked.
George nodded.
I guess it was the fly's day off,
he started laughing. Katie giggled. She loved George's jokes.
Hi, you guys,
Suzanne Locke shouted as she dashed across the playground to join the other kids in class 3A. Suzanne was wearing a long green skirt, suede boots, and a shimmery pink shirt. Her hair was piled high on her head. She looked like she was going to a fancy party.
Wow, you look so cool, Katie said, complimenting her.
Suzanne grinned.
Thanks.
Why are you dressed so fancy? Becky asked.
It's my current events day, Suzanne told her.
Is that all? George said. You don't have to get all dressed up to do your current events. I never do.
Me neither, Kevin agreed. I don't dress up for anything.
Well, I try to look good all the time, Suzanne told them. You never know when a movie producer could be looking for a new star.
Jeremy rolled his eyes. Sometimes Suzanne really annoyed him. This was one of those times.
Jeremy and Suzanne were both Katie's best friends,
but that didn't mean they liked each other very much.
What are you talking about, Suzanne? Jeremy asked her.
You'll find out, Suzanne assured him. It's part of my current events report. And I guarantee my news will beat anything in the 3A Times.
Chapter 2. Katie sat in the classroom and stared at the clock. It was only 11:33. She tried to focus on the problems in her math textbook, but her eyes kept going back to the numbers on the clock. Katie couldn't wait for 11:45. That was current events time. She was dying to find out what Suzanne's news story was. The other kids were having trouble waiting for current events time, too. Everyone seemed to be watching the clock. And Suzanne. Katie knew Suzanne was happy everyone was watching her. There were two things Suzanne really loved: being the center of attention and knowing something no one else knew. Today, Suzanne had both of those things. Finally, Mrs. Dirkman put away her math textbook and took a seat behind her big desk in the front of the room.
Okay, class, whose turn is it for current events? Sample complete. Ready to continue?